I'm in the Jura just at the end of La Percée de Vin Jaune in Lons-le-Saunier, and I've met part of our press group, a most delightful couple, Sophie and Quentin, French, and they are travelling the world of wine and vineyards, calling themselves Wine Citizens, which I think is a great name, Wine Citizens of the World. I think that's very good. What gave you the idea to do this? Who wants to answer first? Sophie, can tell. Sophie.
We were working in Paris for 3 years, and we were just fed up with working in consulting. And we had this great passion for wine, and it was something we shared together. So we just decided at one point that we wanted to do something we really like.
Right.
Yeah. So we just quit our job and we just did it.
So you were consulting. Was that wine consulting or just consulting?
No, it was just management consulting.
Right.
So nothing related to wine.
But you had a love of wine.
Yeah. A love of wine. And then when we realized we didn't want to continue into consulting and this life and this kind of jobs that we didn't understand anymore, we decided that we wanted to work and do our passion in wine and work in wine. But at first we had many ideas and we wanted to build a business in wine, but we didn't think we had all the tools and the knowledge to do it. So we, after having attended some specialist events in wine, that made us realize even more that that was not for now the way we wanted to live our passion. We just told each other, well, let's just make a big jump and
do our thing
and make a world tour of wine. Mm. And then when the first vineyard in which we worked, they told us, why don't you start with friends? That's
because you're both friends.
Yeah, of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so,
here we are.
So that's the way it went, and it's a 1 year French tour of vineyards, and then a 2 years world tour.
Okay. Mm. So when did you start? What month?
We quit our jobs in April 2015.
Okay.
So nearly 9 months.
Right.
But we started the French vineyard tour in October.
October.
Because Quentin had to work as a sommelier in Bordeaux for 3 months. Mm. So we had a small gap between the...
And also in that time you were preparing.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
So where have you been to in France? Did you start in Bordeaux?
No.
Because the car was there? No.
No.
Okay. Right.
We didn't. We started in Mory, in Roussillon. Roussillon's region.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's where we found the first vigneron who really wanted to
welcome us
and to be part of the project. We met him at a wine event in Paris.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
You know? In a vigneron indépendant.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been introduced by a friend, a former colleague of Sophie. And so we met him and he was really into it. And so we just went there because it just fit.
Yeah.
It just fit.
If I can do a little pun, Maury, what a sweet start
to
your world trip. What a great
idea. That was really nice.
Right, so you started in Maury.
Yep.
Do you just go and visit him or do you try and work a little bit there? Or what do you do? What are you planning to do?
Yeah, so even before meeting him, our way of seeing things and the way we wanted to do the French tour was really to work 1 week, 2 weeks with the vigneron at the vineyard to really experience and not only go, taste,
take photos and
look
videos,
yes.
And then make an article. So the articles and the blog is just a way to share our experiences.
Yeah.
But the first thing and the main thing is to share, learn,
to
and
live
do.
With them. Yes.
Do with our own hands.
Yes, yeah. And breathe it. And
Exactly.
Yeah. At 6 a.m., at 11
yes.
p.m.
Yeah, that's
That's during those times that everything happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, because even you always think of the vendange, the harvest, as the busy time. Yeah, but they're always busy. They've always got something to do.
Exactly.
If it's sometimes repairing a tractor.
You know, there are many things they're doing, and people, they just have in mind the harvest. There are many other interesting things.
But that, I'm very pleased to hear that, because it gives you a deeper insight.
Exactly.
So how many people do you think you will visit in France? If you would you try and stay a fortnight with each people, or is it sometimes just a few days? Or
For now, we have done 4 vineyards.
Right.
Yeah, in 2 months, I think.
I think so. We will try to do it that way. We did Roussillon, we did
Anjou.
But 2 different areas.
Right.
So we will have to do Champagne, Bourgogne,
Alsace.
Burgundy, Alsace, Beaujolais.
And
Côte du Rhône. So we will,
at least,
because the aim is to really do with the vigneron, but also we want to do and see all the different steps of winemaking, the winemaking process.
Yes.
That's the real aim. So and we want to see that, but we want to see that into all the big regions.
Yes.
To have a representative.
To start with. Yeah. To have a good idea.
That's it. So maybe 6 more would be something. Nice objective.
So are you on the road all the time, or do you go back home?
No, we are not on the road all the time. When we are not in vineyards, we are coming back. Quentin is from Brittany, from Roscoff.
Yeah.
And I'm from Angers.
So
most of the time we have to admit that we go back to Brittany because it's really nice to be there.
It makes sense. I understand.
Yeah. We have to have a place where we can rest and where
You've also got to catch up a bit.
Exactly.
You know, write a bit.
Exactly. Where we can work and be at peace and be like
That's excellent.
Yeah. Yes. And also something very positive is you're right. That's the place we build the videos and the photographic reports, but also that allows us to see a lot more our friends and share a lot our project with them. And so that's something.
And get moral support.
Have
some
feedback and
yes.
That's important.
It obviously costs money to do this. how are you funding it? Is it your savings?
It's a good question.
We
have some savings when we were working in Paris, because it was 1 hour and a half before we quit our jobs. We knew that we wanted to do that, so we start saving
1.5 years.
And we start saving money, but we have to it's not enough.
No.
So we're thinking to we'll start sponsoring, to have some sponsors,
and let's be honest to
For 1 year.
Sophie,
I managed to
have a good deal
with my former company.
Company, I didn't, so that's why I worked.
So that's a good help.
So that's it.
For this year,
savings, and then the next objective is sponsorship.
Just a little aside. Wink published her book with Kickstarter, which is getting people to support the book before it's even printed. And if you could, I'll send you some details about it, but it's always worth having a look at. Probably not quite yet, when you've got a little bit more information
that
you can
say to people,
and then you get people interested, and you'll say you'll write a book at the end of it, and things like
that's
that. So that's an idea. There are all sorts of ideas. What I'm enjoying listening to is the depth of experience you want to get. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you finish France in October this year, you think?
Yep.
Around October. Yeah.
And then, where do you go in the world?
That's the big question. we are not fixed yet. We don't know yet exactly, for sure. But what we know is that we will do North America. So there is a good chance that we start with Canada and US. Yeah. We'll see.
Yes.
It's either Canada and US first or Europe.
Yeah.
But we know the countries we want to go.
Okay.
So North America, South America, Argentina,
yeah.
Chile,
Uruguay.
All those countries, and that's why we want to take 2 years to do this tour, because we want to have time to spend in those countries.
Because you want to soak up not just the wine, the culture,
exactly.
And understand why people drink.
Yeah, exactly.
At first, when we thought about this world tour, the way we wanted to do it is really to put wine into its environment, which is culture, but also economics, politics,
social,
history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's something we still keep.
Yes.
But to fully answer your question, for now, now is a turning point, because we are right now trying to find a topic for our world tour, in order to be
focused on something.
For example, the vineyards of the extreme vineyards, or one type of wine.
Yes.
One type of grape.
Yes.
So that we can focus on some topic, and then not lose ourselves, and also communicate much more efficiently.
And that will happen. You'll learn that. You'll learn that. You'll know what works well and what doesn't work so well.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it's very interesting. Now, to finish off with, the Jura.
Yeah.
This is excellent you came here. Is this the first time you've been to the Jura?
Yeah, absolutely. The first time for us.
Have you tried Jura wines before?
Yeah.
Okay. So you weren't too shocked, so many people come to the Jura.
No, we liked it already.
Excellent.
So for us, it was a pleasure to be here.
Okay.
And we weren't shocked, maybe because we tried them the good way, which for me is pairing it with food.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And for beginners, if I can say.
And you start to understand.
Yeah.
You start to understand why it works.
Yes. And I was just thinking that before the interview, is that we don't know why we came, but we, for a few months, we knew that it was one of our not goal, but that we really wanted to do the Percé du Vin Jaune.
Yeah.
Even though that's not the typical kind of stop we do during our
we are not
staying at a vigneron's place and walking with him.
Yeah.
But it's something we can't explain.
Yeah.
That's very, very weird.
Yes, that's interesting.
It was a great experience.
Because the thing I always enjoy with the Percé du Vin Jaune, it is such a popular event.
Exactly.
Celebrating a very obscure, almost difficult to understand wine.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there are people here. And sure, the cavistes, all the wine producers are here in their cave and things like that. They're not just showing Vin Jaune, they're showing their other wines.
Yes.
But it's lovely, and it's not pompous.
Yeah.
You know, there are other wine regions where
it'd be
a little bit like that.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Now, what is your... tell me some details how... And I will print these out as well when I do this. Right. Your website.
The blog,
Yeah, the blog.
Yeah, if you want to follow us, we are on Facebook. So we have a Facebook page, and it's a Wine Citizens.
Wine Citizens.
Wine Citizens.
Okay.
And we also have a blog. It's www.blog-wine.com.
WineCitizens.com. Excellent. That's good.
There is also a website that is the vitrine. We try to explain why we're doing this, how we want to do it, and then the blog is more
the
reports and the photographic reports and videos we make.
Excellent.
Yeah. And also on Instagram, because
Instagram,
that's right.
One of our strengths is Sophie's pictures. I admit.
Yeah.
She's still progressing. And
they're great.
She does some great pictures.
Great photos. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yes, enjoyed that. And that's important. Again, photos say 1,000 words.
Exactly.
Saying, there are lots of people on the street, and they think, just show a photo of someone in their room.
Exactly.
Well, Kenta, Sophie, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Great pleasure to meet you.
It was
a shared pleasure.
Bon chance.
Merci.